All right, let's continue now with part two of Israel at 50. Back in those days, the program only ran 1 hour, so I did this over a two-week period. But now that we have the two-hour format, we bring it to you all in 1 week. Again, we thank our sponsors for bringing it your way, Israeli Accents, the Washington Jewish Week, also Elichai's Judaica, and Pita Hut Restaurant, all of whom are sponsored this morning's program with limited commercial interruption so that you can enjoy this very rare and a fine program. So now, here's part two of Israel at 50.
Good morning, everybody. This is Larry Shore welcoming you to the Jewish Music Hall and part two of Israel at 50, our special commemorative program for in honor of Israeli Independence Day and the 50th anniversary of the reestablishment of the State of Israel. If you were with us on last week's program, you will recall that we documented the rebirth of the State of Israel up through the point where the partition plan was approved by the United Nations in November of 1947. Despite the fact that the partition plan was passed, it by no means guaranteed the recreation of a Jewish homeland. Sentiment on opposite sides of the fence was obviously less than enthusiastic. Mohammed F. Jamali, Iraq's ambassador to the United Nations.
I wish to put on record that my government does not recognize the validity of this decision, will reserve the freedom of action towards its implementation, and holds those who were influential in passing it against the free conscience of mankind responsible for the consequences.
And part two of Israel at 50 on the Jewish Music Hall. This is the Jewish Music Hall. Good morning, everybody. This is Larry Shore welcoming you again to another broadcast. This morning, part two, of course, of Israel at 50. Special rare archival recordings documenting the saga of the Jewish people's return to its ancestral homeland and the establishment of today's modern state of Israel, all in honor of the 50th anniversary of the recreation of the modern state of Israel. Well, back in late 1947 and early 1948, even though the United Nations has, as we heard, passed the partition plan, its establishment of a Jewish state was by no means secure. The Palestinian Arabs rioted against the Jews. There was intense fighting as the British prepared to leave. Jerusalem lay under siege, and the British decided that at some point they were going to completely relinquish their mandate and were going to leave Palestine for good. As 1947 turned into 1948, the exact date of that was, as to that point, unclear. In January of 1948, the great Yiddish theater actress Jenny Goldstein, who also became a fixture in the American theater, was in the process of making a series of comedy 78s for the Deluxe Company of Linden, New Jersey. Once one of the Yiddish theater's great tragedians, she had turned to comedy as a reaction to the Holocaust and the suffering of the Jewish people. But she stepped back into character for a real-life tragedy in an heart-wrenching monologue called Palestina Unser Heim, Palestine Our Home. Jenny Goldstein delivers a heart-wrenching monologue about a woman sitting by the radio waiting for the United Nations to take that crucial vote in New York. And as she waits, she begins to fall asleep and to dream that the souls of all of those departed and all of those murdered go before God and beg him to fulfill his promise to restore the Jewish people to their ancestral homeland, to the land of Israel. Here is a monologue that will give a lump in your throat just as much now, 50 years later, as when it was first recorded. Here is the late Jenny Goldstein and Palestina, Unser Heim.
Freitagnacht, dem 28. November 1947.
Jene Nacht bin ich wie alle Jiden bei der Radio gesessen, weil me will doch wissen, me will doch da gehen at Hulk. Dem Report von der Committee hat die UN aufgenommen, in Ort geht mir was Stimmen, du Schicksal für mein Volk. Mir red dafür, mir red dagegen, legen Steiner in de Wegen, die Araber, gräuben Kinder von je Schmul. Irak, Ägypten, Serie, sei es lieber die Cholerie, ey, da Jeden sollen kriegen, Eretzes Ruhl. And up bring the subcommittee, the report of the assembly, immigration stimmen. Jeden nehmen Sorgen. Hört man Frankreich ist dagegen, macht ihr Delegat einen Vorschlag, als wir sollen das Voten ablegen auf morgen. 24 Schuh, nicht mehr wie eines Less, sollen die 24 Schuh geschehen, der größte Ness. Sie klappt das Herz, ruhig der Meuch, sie kriechen nach euch die Augen. Die eine Nacht hat sich wie das ganze jüdische Gules gezeugen. 24 Schuh war der Radio gesessen, nicht gewacht, nicht geschlupfen, nicht getrinken, nicht gegessen. Die Gedanken nehmen fliehen, nehmen schweben in den Himmeln. Und in mein Fantasie hat sich mir euch gedacht, als denn es schon ist, findet heute, vor Gott, oben im Himmel, wenn er sich zu neu gekommen jene Nacht. Moshe Rabbeinu geht der Erste gleich zum rabbinischen Leulem, und mit Gebet wendet er sich zu den Bäuren. Wie gekommen dich beten, Eilrachen begannen, vor dein Volk Jesruel, wo sieht heilig ob dein Teure. Sie willen zu dich heimgehen in dem Land, wo du hast versprochen, sie waren uns auf dem Sonnensee vertrieben, hast versprochen, sie zu mehren, wie im Himmel alle Sternen, in zum Sobbesläuser Heferle verblieben. Mott getrieben, sei gepeinigt, mott gebrennt, sei in gebruten, in so hoffen in dein Numen ausgelitten. Mit Schemai ist Ruhe auf den Lippen in Feier sich geworfen, aber dich vor einem anderen Gott nicht ausgebitten. Was stehen vor dir ne Schummesten gepeinigte Heroigen, der Opferwilligkeit macht und erräuschen, der Leibe dich vergrubene, die gesinkende in Schiffen, in noch die frische 6 Millionen Gedäuschen. Quelle ich da weg, ein unanend verschreit Mäusche zu dem Bäure, lass dein jüdisch Volk nicht leiden mehr. Und sie siffen den Schummes, und sie weinen die Maluchen, und Gott allein vergossen hat er Trär.
Now here's side two of the original 78 recording.
Verhebt schon unsere Tugend. Geläubt ist Gott, der Schabbos ist gekommen. Jeden läuft in die Schiele, man hebt und Till im Sugen, weil United Nations darfen doch rein verstehen. Dussland jessen, Dussland jessen, Dussland jessen, Dussland no, mit etwas zu verschweißen, nicht gefinnen. Auf dem Kopf gerechnet fleißig, 13 gegen 33, das heißt doch, als wir hoffen, schon gewinnen. Gelacht hab ich mit Tränen, mit Gelächter, in hysterisch Schreien hab ich erst genommen. Bin gelaufen zu der Schreien, im Kopf die Kiste bei ihnen geschritten. Jeden Mashiach ist gekommen. A Zinn, das bin da viel, das der Buhl ist, ist a Kopf. Wird getanzt in alle Gassen, wird geschritten, Baseldorf. Endlich soll mir a Land von Völker anerkennt, mit a jüdische Meliche, im Ball wird dann a Präsident. A jüdische Meliche? Mit sich rassen bei den Eisherren kann jeden suchen. Seht ihr, das macht noch fein. Und wer wird dann auf ihre Freitag weiter? Wer wird dann beim Rud? Eis ist der Dritte, wird mir vier nach dem Bud. Was soll man im Bud ins Fieren? Ist euch nicht kümmer leer. Aber wie in Kalochäuven wird man ins nicht fieren mehr. Und als Fremde wollen uns noch nicht peinigen, wollen sich schon jeden, wie es ist, vereinigen. Es wird schon lang nicht dauern, höchstens noch etliche Jahre, in mir werden die Welt bereichern mit Wissenschaft, Kultur. Junge Männer, alte Jeden, Frauen, Kinder, Hand in Hand, dagegen stellen sich dem Zäune, sie verschützen in der Land. Wir schrecken sich nicht mehr vor keinem, sondern wollen wir vertreiben. Sie sind daheim, sie sind der Land, in unser Wetter. Der Jid hat schon ein Heimland, wir sehen euch ab, mit welcher Gleich er fuhr. Krieg in dem Land. Siehst du sein Heim, sein Land, sein Paar. Ach, doch, im Kohl ist, der sind als Wetter aufgescheint, in Rebjes Ruhl ist. Kein Stiefchen in der Welt nicht fein. Der hier
und in der Heimland, der ist erfolgt mit der Verleihung. Der ist erfolgt mit der
Verleihung. Der ist erfolgt mit der Verleihung.
Recorded for Deluxe Records in January of 1948. There, the late Jenny Goldstein and Palestina Unser Heim. And as 1947 turned into 1948, the fighting in the Holy Land intensified, and the British still had not given a date by which time they would be leaving out of the Holy Land, and as such, they were still in control, and the refugees still had the same impossible job of trying to force the doors of Palestine open. And again, much of the great talent in the United States went before the microphones in a program in April of 1948. Again, for the United Jewish Appeal, Operation Nightmare, Chapter 2. We'll let you hear the last little bit of it with Al Jolson together with Richard Widmark, a very young Richard Widmark at the outset of his career, and then some very momentous words from another great Jewish talent, the late George Jessel. And little will he realize, or did he realize, the prophecy of the words that he gives at the end of this program. But by April the 19th, 1948, a scan month before the State of Israel would be reestablished, the situation had grown really untenable, and the Jews continued to languish in the displaced persons camps of Europe, where for most of the world's money they could sit there and rot. Well, on April 19th, 1948, let's go back now to the ABC network and the world's greatest entertainer, the late Al Jolson.
Before we close at Chapter 2, one more stop on the far side of the White Ocean. You are in Austria. That down there, silver in the sunlight, is the River Danube. Just over that rise of the river there is a hill. And over that hill, look, it's hollowed out. The land is gouged. It is a quarry. It has a name.
Mathausen.
What was that?
Mathausen is its name, or used to be. It was a concentration camp.
I see. Were you there?
I was there. My brother, too.
Where is he?
Down there. You see, when a man got too weak or too tired or sick, They'd make him climb up to the top of the hill, the top of the quarry pit, tied to his back a stone he'd cut with his own hands. And then they'd kick him over. They'd gotten out of him all the work that they could. There was water down there.
There still is.
My brother was one of those who got tired. So I come here often.
When did you get out?
May 1945.
Do you live near here?
Right down that road from that house, and about 15 minutes walk down that road.
House? Farm?
The DP camp, Aston, it's called. DP Settlement 100.
You live there, huh?
Yes.
Down that road there?
Yeah, 15 minutes walk.
Just a moment. Let me get this straight. You were in this quarry camp from when?
1942.
1942 to 1945. That's 3 years. You've been in Aston ever since?
Yes.
And this is 1948. In 6 years, you've traveled exactly 15 minutes down that road, huh?
That's right. Right down that road there.
Where does that road lead to?
For me?
Yes.
Palestine.
15 minutes walk in 6 years. Nothing. I was just thinking. How long can you wait?
I'm asking. How long do I have to wait?
You run and you run, and you never move from that spot. I ask you, how long can you wait? I ask you, how long can you hope? I ask you, how long can you suffer? How long can you dream of a new land and wake up in your nightmare of the same old one? How long? You can answer that one. Myself, well, I only ask one thing. One thing. I ask only that I do not have to come back here next year with nightmare. Chapter 3.
And now, an important message concerning the United Jewish Appeal. We present Mr. George Jessel.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jolson has put the question squarely before us. Will there be a Nightmare Chapter 3 next year? It is that question that must be answered through the great humanitarian programs of the $250 million United Jewish Appeal. Through this campaign, we are striving to end the nightmare of human misery and homelessness. You and I know that this answer cannot be given in mere words. Oh, no. No, the crisis in Europe and Palestine cannot be met by words of sympathy or compassion. It can only be met through deeds. Deeds of heartfelt generosity. Deeds of heroic effort and service that will free 1,500,000 innocent men and women and children in Europe from the chains of want and homelessness. Deeds that will back up the 700,000 Jews in Palestine in their desperate struggle to achieve freedom and peace. These that will give as many of the refugees as can come into the United States the means to begin a new life. The success of the National United Jewish Appeal campaign will in large measure determine the fate of survivors of oppression who have not yet tasted the fruits of freedom. It is within our power to shape the future of those who are spending their third year in the squalor and desolation of the displaced persons camp in Europe. It is within our power to mold the destiny of heroic Jews of Palestine who are striving to build a homeland not only for themselves, but for the many to seek to come there from the yearns of Europe. 1948 has been called the year of destiny. It is our opportunity to decide whether their hopes for a new life shall be realized, or whether these hopes shall be transformed into another cruel nightmare of darkness and disappointment.
The United Jewish Appeal is deeply grateful to the American Broadcasting Company and to all the artists who made this program possible. Nightmare, Chapter 2, was written by Alan E. Sloan. The music was conducted by David Rhodes. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Copies of tonight's drama may be obtained free of charge by writing to National Headquarters, United Jewish Appeal, 165 West 46th Street, New York, 19. ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
And a broadcast of Operation Nightmare, April the 19th, 1948. And by that time, the British had announced that on May the 14th at midnight of 1948, they were going to relinquish their mandate of the Holy Land. And truly, the situation had reached the breaking point. And it had become obvious to everyone that the situation truly was in an impasse and that something was going to have to break and that this was going to be a very momentous time indeed for the Jewish people. Again, the words of the Torah were the guide. The book of Shemos, the book of Exodus, chapter 3. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people that are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their pains. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Amorite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. And now behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. Moreover, I have seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. May the 14th, 1948 arrive, and the British took their leave of Palestine.
Hello, BBC. This is Richard Williams calling from Jerusalem on the last day of the British mandate. I'm standing in front of the King David Hotel, which has been for quite a long time now the government headquarters. In a few minutes, officials of the Palestine government will leave the building for the last time, and the Union Jack, now flying on the mast at the roof, will be hauled down and the flag of the International Red Cross will be run up in its place.
And there we are, off they go now, just taking off nicely on the last stage of the trip to Haifa and home.
Later on that day, General Sir Alan Cunningham, the last British High Commissioner for Palestine, a man known personally to be sympathetic to the Jewish cause, closed a quarter century of Britain's involvement in the Holy Land with this farewell address. Involvement, and then David Ben-Gurion and the Jewish Council met in Tel Aviv, and the State of Israel was declared at about 4 p.m. Eastern time here in the United States. President Truman recognized it at 6 o'clock. The Soviet Union followed suit very shortly afterwards, and the reestablishment of the State of Israel after almost 2,000 years prompted a flood of congratulatory and patriotic songs. Many rare recordings we're going to listen to in the remainder of the program. Of course, as soon as the state was established, it was attacked immediately by its surrounding Arab neighbors, and we'll discuss that as well in the next portion of the program. Welcome back now to the next segment of Israel at 50. Well, the reestablishment of the Jewish state again prompted a flood of congratulatory and patriotic songs, and we're going to listen to a bunch of them here this morning. The one that we're going to hear right now is actually not from a phonograph recording, but is from the soundtrack of a 1948 Yiddish film called Catskill Honeymoon. And this particular film featured much leading Jewish talent of the day, including Jan Bart, Julius Adler, Basheva, Henrietta Jacobson, Dinah Goldberg, Irving Grossman, and they all got together in a salute to the new state of Israel, and it encompassed a couple of songs, one called I'm Going Home and one called Sing Israel Sing, and both of those were released later on phonograph record. This extremely rare recording, though, is taken directly from the film soundtrack.
Ladies and gentlemen, our tribute to Palestine is Soaheim and Sing Israel Sing by the entire ensemble. Mazel Tov Achiden, mit Mazel soll es sein, ihr weiß ihr seid zufrieden, als ob sie in der Fein, ihr hofft auf mir ständig, ihr wart auf unser Glück, der Gules ist geendigt, denn ihr fuhrt zurück, es riet auf mir die Schiene, ihr fühlt sich wieder frei, ihr fuhrt an Palästina, in euch so wie goodbye, ihr fuhrt daheim.
More. Palestine, we're coming! Open up the doors!
1948 film Catskill Honeymoon, a special segment added on to the end of the film celebrating the rebirth of the State of Israel. But as we sang a song of Israel, Israel was in a battle for its independence, and just like its counterparts here in the United States, the price of freedom and was the price of war that had to be fought against those who would deny that freedom. And in those early days, there were tense broadcasts from the Holy Land.
Israel under fire. The first broadcast recorded from Palestine since the end of the British Mandate. The first broadcast from Tel Aviv in the new Jewish state of Israel.
Arab forces in the Holy Land have not been silent. Egypt's planes, British-made Spitfires, roared the Arabs' defiance over Tel Aviv, provisional capital of Israel. Now to a Tel Aviv housetop as the first Spitfires come over, and to Arthur Holzman.
Plane has just released a bomb. This is the first series of air raids Tel Aviv has received in this present struggle with the Arabs. Here comes another one now. Just one Spitfire circling over the city. Haganah aircraft, not as yet in the air. Now another plane is coming in from the sea. He's trailing a little smoke. May have been hit. Cruising now inland. Rapid fire now from Haganah and the aircraft. There's the plane. Another one in from the sea. He's dropped his load of bombs in the vicinity of the port. Is now rising to about 3,000 feet. No Jewish aircraft in the air as yet.
A broadcast from the Mutual Network the day after the State of Israel was established. That broadcast May 15, 1948, in one of the early air battles over the city of Tel Aviv. Yes, the new state of Israel would pay a high price for its freedom, but it would win its freedom. And at the same time that it was winning its freedom, Jewish artists around the world were recording congratulatory and patriotic songs to the new state of Israel. One of the Yiddish theater's brightest stars in its heyday, Aaron Lebedev, was 75 years old when the state of Israel was reestablished. That did not prevent him from going into the studio and recording not one, but four congratulatory songs to the new state of Israel. Let's listen to one right now called Aidi Daida, a very nice song recorded for Columbia, June the 10th, 1948. Recorded in June of 1948, and a congratulatory song to the new state of Israel, Aidi Daida. In May of 1948, the man known as the master singer of his people, the late cantor and star of the Yiddish theater, the late Moshe Eicher, had a Sunday afternoon radio program for many years in the New York area. And on one of the programs in May of 1948, he introduced a song of congratulations to the new state of Israel called Inayah Hora, the New Hora, a song about the longing of the Jewish people for their ancestral homeland and how happy we all were that that had finally occurred. So listen right now to a very nice recording. You'll hear a little bit of a heterodyne interference on this. This particular disc was picked up shortwave over the Voice of America to the people that were still in the displaced persons camps in Germany as they began to empty out and the people began to go home to Israel. And Moshe made several broadcasts to them for their enjoyment. And this particular disc is taken from that. So let's go back now to May of 1948, the late Moshe Eicher and the Inayah Hora.
Sich in a Reihe, lo mer singen am Yisroel Chai. Siz di selbe hore nor bei ins si a naie, nai weil am Yisroel isch en frei. Ins Riedisch voll mit noch der Leben nach es Frieden, wachs mächtig, prächtig, größten Schein. Ins Riedisch voll mit seiner Beispiel fahr a jeden, wuss meint a Demokrat, die werden sie bei ins Erschlein. Tanz, 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 die naie Hore, Israel, bewachsen, echt groß. Tanz,
Nein. Unsere Gedele soll sich über Kurwelt klingen. Land drei, da mai, dai, 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 dai. Die Kure Fesurein und die West nehmen ihn zusammen. Wie viel haben wir gewahrt auf Wein? Durchgegangen Gules, durch Wasser, durch Flammen. Genick gelitten Kinder, Mama ziehen, rief doch die Daimen. Tanz, 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 den Ajore Israel, wachs nach Kreuz. Tanz, tanz, gib kein ein Lore, gib mir sie ein teuer Kipterreus.
Back in May of 1948 and taken from a broadcast of the Moshe Aisha program. Her in the New York area, there was Moshe's contribution to the flood of congratulatory music. Let's continue now with our concluding segment of Israel at 50. We'll listen to some more rare recordings made right at the time that the State of Israel was reestablished. One of the leading comedians of that era was the man named Benny Bell, who was famous in two languages, Yiddish and English. He made what were called in those days double entendre comedy records, and they're pretty tame by today's standards, but back in the late 40s, they were pretty hot stuff. All of them recorded for his own Bell Novelty Records out of New York. Well, when the State of Israel was established in May of 1948, Bell was so touched that he sat down and wrote a song called Home Again in Israel, and today's recording of it, very rare, of course. So here is Benny Bell and a very nice song, a comedian taking the time out to be serious about a momentous event in Jewish history. Here's Benny Bell and Home Again in Israel, recorded in May 1948.
Place to hide. They crushed our souls, they lashed us, but our spirit never died. We dreamed about a homeland that would banish all such fear, and now at last it's here. Shema Yisrael, home again in Israel. Our dream of dreams has come true. My shining star, oh beautiful Israel, I am coming back. centuries, they broke our homes, we had no place to hide. They crushed our souls, they lashed us, but our spirit never died. We dreamed about a homeland that would banish all such fear. And now at last it's here, Shema Yisrael, home again. Shining star, oh beautiful Israel, I am coming back to you. Oy lor da tikva seinu, atikva shnoit alfayim, ni oitam chofshi beyaretz hevoinu.
Recorded for his own Bell Novelty Records back in May of 1948, there's Benny Bell and Home Again. Heard from the world's greatest entertainer, Al Jolson, earlier on in this program. Jolson was at a very emotional moment that they were still trying to raise money for the United Jewish Appeal, trying to force the doors of Palestine open. And then after the State of Israel was established, Jolson was not finished with his musical contributions to the new State of Israel. He recorded the song HaTikva, the national anthem of Israel. And then on the flip side, Jolson and a composer by the name of Benny Russell composed a song called Israel. Jolson donated all the money from the recording to the United Jewish Appeal and gave them several million dollars in the process. And when Jolson was to pass away in October of 1950, he was at that point planning a trip to Israel to see for himself the land, but unfortunately it was not to be. Back in 1948, Al was appearing on NBC on the Kraft Music Hall. He had ascended back to heights of popularity triggered by the release of the movie about him, The Jolson Story, and as such, Jolson was catapulted back to the top of show business, where he had ruled the roost for so many years before falling into relative obscurity during the mid-1940s. And on the June the 10th, 1948 broadcast of the Kraft Music Hall, Jolson introduced the song Israel, and this is the only recording of it that has a musical orchestra. When he went to record the song commercially, all the musicians were on strike, and a mixed chorus had to be substituted. So here is the original from the June the 10th, 1948 broadcast of the Kraft Music Hall on NBC, one of Israel's first friends, the world's greatest entertainer, the late Al Jolson.
Ladies and gentlemen, you only have to pick up your daily paper to see how sad and how troubled the world of today is. But in the midst of all this unhappiness, this unrest, there has come a thrilling event. A tiny new nation has been born. The picture of the struggle and the travail of Israel comes to the minds of many Americans like a flashback of our own history. To Benny Russell and myself, it came as an inspiration for a song. And though I put my feelings into any song that I sing, this one I sing with my heart. Oh, sing a song of victory, Israel. Oh, sing it out forever, Israel. Oh, sing of all our glories of the past, and that we've won our promised land at last. Oh, ring the bells and tell the world we're free, and tell them all we gave for liberty. What people ever paid a price so high to see their star of David in the sky. Rejoice, lift your voice, this dream was not in vain. Oh Lord, let's rebuild our temple once again.
sing of those who fought at every gate and through the years endured a world of hate. Oh, sing of peace in which we all shall dwell. Oh, sing of peace forever Israel. Sing of those who fought at every gate and through the years endured a world of hate. Oh, sing of peace in which we all shall dwell.
June 10th, 1948, broadcast of the Kraft Music Hall on NBC, the world's greatest entertainer, the late Al Jolson, with his song, Israel. Just about the time that the Israeli War of Independence was ending, with an armistice that was signed early in 1949, one of the leading talents of the American as well as Yiddish show business, Molly Picon, took to the stage in Madison Square Garden and was raising money for the new state of Israel. The broadcast was picked up and sent out over the CBS network, and Molly Picon sang a very, very nice song that was to the melody of an early Israeli hit, Finjan. And the name of the song is Am Yisroel Chai, and it answers those questions, and it says, Am Yisroel Chai, the people of Israel live. Hear the live broadcast from Madison Square Garden in June 1949. There, Molly Picon, as she appeared at Madison Square Garden in the spring of 1949. Let's wrap up with the Malofsky family's selection from that time period. Sing Che'ali Yidalech, Sing All Jews. That you enjoyed Israel at 50. The Jewish Music Hall acknowledges with grateful appreciation its use of copyrighted material from the following organizations: the Columbia Broadcasting System, the National Broadcasting Company, the American Broadcasting Company, the Mutual Broadcasting System, the British Broadcasting Corporation, the United Nations Radio Service, radio station WEVD New York, radio station WHN New York, United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service, RCA Victor Records Hollywood, Sun Recording Corporation, Bronx, New York, Atlantic Records, New York, Columbia Records, Hollywood, Cademan Records, New York, Apollo Records, New York, MCA Records, Hollywood, the International Al Jolson Society, Deluxe Records, Linden, New Jersey, Bell Enterprises, New York, Musique International, Chicago, Tikva Records, New York, and the United Jewish Appeal Federation, New York. Israel at 50 was dedicated to my father, Nathan Shore, whose love of Jewish music and culture and whose love of the State of Israel inspired this program. This is Larry Shore thanking you again and hoping that you enjoyed Israel at 50 and wishing you well.
Well, there it is, Ben, from
a great show. Absolutely great show. And a definite history lesson for
No question about it.
I'd like to refer to it as a multimedia history lesson for people really who want to understand the origins of the State of Israel.
Yeah, that is right there is really living Jewish history. You know, I was sitting there listening to it, and I listen every year with great nostalgia for, remembering where a lot of those recordings came from and growing up and listening to those recordings and being able to put them all together into a program and my little humble contribution to all of this. And I just hope that everybody enjoyed it. Well, next week we will be back with a regular edition of Washington Jewish Radio.
Yeah.
We haven't had that in a month, but we've had our special programs, and we derive so much pleasure out of putting the special programs together. We hope that everybody enjoys them, and we urge you to keep in touch with us and to go on our website.
Yeah.
Ben, tell the folks what to do.
All right. Well, like I told you earlier, you just head over to the website, WashingtonJewishRadio.com. Not only does it have an audio vault where you can get every single program we have ever done, you're talking about hundreds of hours of programming available for you to download. We also have interesting blog posts, song listings, explanations of things that we've put up, links to videos. Everything you can imagine is available right on the website, WashingtonJewishRadio.com. If you're of the social media group, then you can just find us on Twitter at WashJewRad, or you can find us on Facebook by searching Washington Jewish Radio. If the old school email is what you prefer to do, you can get to us that way as well, emailing the show at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. Again, info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. And the website, one more time, WashingtonJewishRadio.com. So we look forward to keep hearing from all of you. We really do enjoy the feedback that we get from our listeners and like to see the listener group grow. That's always great to see each week. And so we thank you all very much for tuning in and continue to support it.
Okay, and this is Larry Shores thanking you very much for listening, wishing you be well. Zagazin, Hota Gitavach, have a great week. Be with us again next Sunday morning at 8 o'clock for another edition of Washington Jewish Radio. Until then, Larry Shore and Ben Shore saying have a great week.
Have a great week. This program is the sole property of Washington Jewish Radio. It may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio and the KHC Network. You are listening to WYRE Annapolis, Washington, WKHC Easton, WAMD Aberdeen, and worldwide at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.